Good morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Tech Talk, and once again, our phone line is open, and you got a question or comment, you want to chime in any which way, it's 1-800-749-5936. Charles and Charles, how are we doing?
We're doing.
We're doing good. We're liking this time of day. This is probably the best time, temperature-wise.
Yeah, it's nice before it gets hot.
It gets hot anymore. Yeah. It's summertime.
I'm ready for the day though. I've got a lot of projects to work on, so I've got it's gonna be a good day.
Just beat the rain. That's all my only advice.
Yeah, it'll be inside of a shop. I don't have to worry about the rain.
Oh, you're not gonna do that outdoor stuff.
No, and I've got an AC in there, so I'm not too concerned. It's gonna be a work day.
First world problems.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, we're a soft generation.
Yeah, not really, but
yeah. But anyways, on the computer end. Lots of things happening with software right now.
Oh, constantly.
Man.
It's in this state of flux, you know, and now, you know, just when things start to settle down, then you get new stuff thrown at you, like Windows 11 or, you know, or the new OS. And now you just got, you have to like learning because that's what it's all about. You got the new stuff.
You got to keep up with it, too. It just seems like everything keeps changing.
Yeah, there needs to be a better way of actually trying to keep up on this stuff, because as these changes happen, it's nice to kind of get the exposure, so you kind of have a little time to kind of prepare yourself. You know, mentally, you know it's going to change.
Yeah.
And what's actually going to happen, and what do I need to know?
Yeah.
Because that changes all the time. That's why our little video format would be really ideal for that.
It would be, because you know there's so many questions that people have that they could probably go and find answers on.
Well, there's so much good stuff on YouTube, but there's so much bad stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know how do you know the difference?
How do you filter?
Yeah. You know, when you try to find some way to use your app or your phone or computer, there's just too many options.
I mean, you know, and that's funny that you say that, because in the repair world, a lot of guys go and do repairs, even in shops like mine. And there's a proper way of doing some repairs and not proper ways. And it seems like the YouTube videos that are out there are always the non-proper ways of doing them. And all the things that you go, you know, wow, why is this person's screen developing these problems? And a lot of it is based on you know, like how they're doing it. You know, if they're clipping leads off the ends to make it fit, you know, why you would do that instead of just fixing the root problem. You know, that's how things happen even in computers. You know, they instead of taking care of the root problems of the software, they always try to nitpick around and fix little things.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up creating a bigger mess for a guy like you when you have to go in and try to clean it up.
Well, trying to do the forensic work.
Yes.
So now you're going back and says, okay, now what happened here and what happened there?
What did they do? Yeah.
Yeah. And trying to get yourself back to a certain point, you know, it's tricky wicket. And with so many instructions per second, everything is just kind of getting cranked up, because it's still accelerating.
Yeah.
I mean, it has not slowed down since 1980.
Yeah.
You know, it's doubling in power every year and a half.
I know I've had a lot of customers come in that have listened to this show, and a lot of them relate to, you know, the problems we're talking about, like with emails, for instance. Just how many email accounts get messed up over one email?
You know,
you could be trying to get rid of an email and wipe out your whole email system, you know, and then they have to look for a guy like you or Jimmy. You know, Jimmy spent a lot of time working on some of these things over the last couple of days with email issues, people coming in, and I say, here, call this guy. He's the email guy. He'll fix you up. And sure enough, he'll get them fixed. But boy, let me tell you, the things you have to go through, the chains of software problems that are occurring with these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything's kind of getting routed around this way and that way, and that's not even mentioning the fact we got all these these spam and robocalls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just like we're surrounded. You know, it's your phone, it's your text, it's your email. You know,
it's weird, though. A lot of mine, I used to get robocalls every day. I'm not getting them anymore.
Well, one thing that happened, June 30th? You know, the providers did implement a strategy for blocking robocalls.
Good.
You know, so they're getting their algorithms together, which is nice to see, you know, these industry players actually work together instead of butting heads all the time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because I used to get the telemarketer calls all the time. It would just show up on my phone, telemarketer, and then I don't answer those, of course. But I got to the point where even with all the computer problems and hardware problems that phones are having, I don't use my phone outside of business hours. In fact, I've got a different phone for my family to be able to contact me on. So people try to text me and email me on the weekends, forget it, because I don't have them anymore. My phone for my business stays in my shop.
Yeah, I should do that too. Yeah. I'd make it the bat phone, though.
Yeah.
It'd be the bat
phone. Well, I came in Monday or Tuesday after the holiday, and I had probably 45 red calls, you know, the ones where they don't get through, probably 45 on a holiday. So had I had my phone with me for 45 calls, I would have been going, oh, goodness, you know why people won't leave me alone on a holiday?
I know.
And they know it's a holiday, but most generally people aren't going to be open on 4th of July. But I had probably, I would say probably 40, at least 40 to 45 calls on July 4th. And it's usually people, I was out at the lake and dropped my phone in the water. What do I do? You know? Mm-hmm. So there was a ton of voicemails. I didn't even go through all of them. There was just way too many voicemails of problems of people dropping their phones. And to answer all of them would have taken me all morning on a Tuesday. So I was like, no, I'll just let them call and come in when they finally get to the need. But yeah, I've gotten to the point where I just put the phone away on the weekends and after hours.
I'm doing the same thing. But I always have my phone turned with the ringer off.
Well, I have a separate phone number now.
Yeah, that's
a
good idea.
Yeah, I have
a
separate phone number that's my personal phone number for my family to get in touch with me. And then I have an emergency number for, of course, you know, like hospital equipment and stuff where they can get in touch with me, you know, for medical equipment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still have to be available. But, if you can just kind of filter out this, you know, because there's so many issues that I run into. I mean, if I wait a day, you know, they... Not that they fix themselves, but people take the time to figure out what the problem is.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many of those, and those are the ones that just kind of eat up all my time, you know, trying to just answer these simple questions.
Sure, yeah.
So when I get on these jobs, I just block myself out. I says, okay, this customer's paying for my time. I'm not available.
See, and that's good practice because the customer... They need to know that is your focus. Right now I'm on your job. I'm focusing on your job.
Exactly. And that's what it should be.
I have to do that sometimes even in my shop. I'll get visitors that come in and visit with me, and I'll say, look, I've got to get back to this. I got to get this job done because I've got a lot of people in line usually.
Yeah. Yep, that's the way it works.
All right. Tell you what, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this one-minute timeout.
Hello, this is Dane Warner. We are producing a film documentary, The Ken Zacker Story. Learn about the story on our Facebook page, End of the Road Productions. We are inviting the public to come meet and honor the people who stood on principles of race relations and the tragedy of a brilliant basketball coach who committed suicide at the age of 36. People are coming from all across the country to share their stories Saturday, July 24th, 1 p.m. at the Nowata Middle School gym. Our mission is compassion and forgiveness, just as Christ has done the same for us.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Yeah. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And welcome. Welcome. Welcome back to our Tech Talk program. Gentlemen, we've got a call. Shall we entertain our caller?
Sure. Go ahead.
All righty. Good morning. You're on the air. Question or comment?
Hey, good morning, Charles. Good morning, Charles. Thank you for letting me know that you're not getting your text on weekends. Good move, because you missed the three major updates I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, that was probably one of those ones. That was trying to get a hold of me on a weekend when I'm with my family. Yeah.
Yeah, no text. Text a lot better because, you know, phone calls are the ones that are
zapping. I think I got those, but I got them on Tuesday.
Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, number one, Sprint is offering T-Mobile SIM cards to people in the area now. And I tell you what, I did it. I regretted it. I switched back. It's not ready for prime time yet.
Okay.
That's one.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
So if somebody's got a Sprint phone that's now turned pink and they're having all sorts of trouble, just tell them to call Sprint. They can switch back. Do not throw away your Sprint SIM card.
Yeah.
Number two on my list is the Norton Core router. Now, this is actually a really, really good device for people that want to take control of their internet, especially being able to limit their children's access to various parts of the web. However, there is a feature in the Norton Core router called IoT Insight. It's also known as Intelligent Scan and Detection. You want to turn this off unless you're actively scanning your local area network for potential security vulnerabilities. Operating systems are not responding well to the friendly hacking attempt that the Norton Core will issue on your local network. And it can cause all sorts of problems, including your whole Wi-Fi shutting down and rebooting unceremoniously when you don't expect it, and all sorts of problems with machines on your network. So after you've run your security scan, you need to power everything down and bring it all back up with the security scan turned off, and then any problems that you may have had will probably disappear.
Wow.
So that's with the Norton Core router. Now, what this did, and I can release this to our local market because, you know, I don't think we're going to have that many bad actors in our 1,000-watt range, but this helped discover a problem with the 10-gigabit infrastructure that's used in data centers. The drivers that are currently running under Red Hat Linux don't respond well to hacking attempts that actually create unstable systems. That was confirmed over this last week, over the last weekend, and has been reported up the chain, but kept out of the general public. So we should see some changes occurring at the infrastructure level with the 10 gigabit Ethernet that's being used in data centers now. And that's a good thing because I hear that Cable One is going to roll out 10 gigabit to the customers by 2023.
I don't even think people know how to use 1 gigabit yet. Yeah, I mean, they can, but, you know, for entertainment mainly.
Yeah.
I don't see any.
Gigabit
connection.
When you start trying to edit movies, home movies, high definition video, kind of stuff like that, you're going to want faster infrastructure at home, and it will roll out. I've got, obviously, 10 gigabit here, but I'm only using 1 gigabit right now. I'll go 10 gigabit later, but right now I'm very happy with just the gigabit. But, yeah, those are the three big things that have occurred in my world this week that can wash up on everybody else's.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Go ahead, Charles.
What's that?
Yeah, question.
Do I have a question? Yeah. Well, I'm not really familiar with the Norton Core product, so I really can't comment on it because... I mean, that's not the only product out there. There's all kinds of ways of doing, you know, when you get into routers, yeah, it's a whole different world. But they have that deep packet inspection feature. When they have that, then you can start to see things. I mean, it you know, the intrusion detection and all that kind of stuff makes sense. Now, if you have software-based stuff, it's not quite as effective. So that's why I said I really can't talk about the Norton Core. It may be okay. But I'm not a real Norton fan.
I am doing the deep packet inspection without any difficulties whatsoever. And then, of course, the ability of the Norton Core to identify a particular device as needing VoIP or streaming optimization, that works incredibly well with the Sprint telephone network I'm talking to you across all of that now.
Well,
so gives you an idea that it does
work.
Yeah,
like I say,
I'm not a real big fan of Norton.
I think that they take a lot of resources, and that's what they have in the past. So that's why I've kind of avoided them, because I'm thinking more about the user experience. You don't want something that's going to bog you down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just trying to go to the internet. You know, there's more efficient ways of doing stuff, and that's why you offload things like that. That's why parallel processing and virtualization is the big thing now. It's finding a way to do that, and you got the bad actors playing the same game, so you have to watch out for them.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what the game's about. It's cybersecurity stuff.
See, that's the one thing that changed my whole deal is getting away from software. I don't do software in my shop.
And well, it just spreads like...
That's because there's so many problems with it, and I don't want to deal with it. I'm having a hard enough time just fixing everybody's devices they bring in, but software, it's just way too much to have to deal with.
Yeah, well, you got to deal with it somewhere, because that's what operates everything.
Well, Martin, we thank you for calling in, and have a good weekend.
All right, have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, as always. It's 746, and if you got a question or comment, 1-800-749-5936. Toll-free call, and it won't turn your phone pink or nothing like that.
So, I'll bet you charge them on your credit card, don't you?
Oh, you're not. I wouldn't even know how.
Yeah. Tom's a good guy. He's been doing this for a while.
47 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about 47 years your voice has been out there.
Oh, it's been out there, man. Oh, it's been out there. The surveys were incredible, man.
That was a good topic, you know, that about, you know, trying to protect yourself and see what's going on with your router, because there's a lot of people that I see, they have these old routers which are really quite vulnerable. Mm-hmm. That's why you really need to get with this next generation. But it's like you said, it's now you get to ride this wave of constant change.
Oh, always.
Because you have to patch the thing constantly. And routers aren't as bad as like Windows 10.
Yeah.
You know, Windows 10, it's like patch of the week club. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always something patching a hole. Like the one that came out this, you know, recently, it's been hitting the news. It's that print, what are they called? Print nightmare. It basically hits your spooler. It's a way of getting from your printer, because I've noticed a lot of blocks for printer type protocols.
You know, I've seen those now too, yeah.
Because, you know, HP, I think, is the one that's kind of introduced that, being able to print over the internet.
Yeah.
Well, now hackers have basically found a way to use that to get in and hack your machine.
Mm.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
So now you have to kind of, again.
And there's been a major hack even on the phone side just in the last couple of days. We had one with TikTok. All these kids use TikTok, all these adults that use TikTok, and I mean, they come in and their phone's completely locked up. I mean, you can't even turn it off. And they'll come in, we have to end up opening the phone and shutting down the battery, pull the battery in order to get the phone to come off and come back on. And TikTok's been doing this for weeks, and everybody that calls in, I say, were you using TikTok? Yep. And it just locks up everything. And so, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of TikTok, whoever owns this thing, because they owe me a lot of money. I've been sitting in here fixing these stupid phones, you know, for if I have to open them and pull the batteries, I've been charging people. But if I could just force boot it,
well,
I'm not charging them.
If you can just come up with the technologies, it goes and grabs the guy on the other end of the line by the scruff.
That's what I've always wanted to do. Why they?
Now you'd have something.
If we could figure out a way to do that. I mean, these guys that do this Bitcoin hacking, you know, where they go in and hold you hostage, there's got to be a way to catch them. How you trace the money that you're sending to them? You know, there's got to be a way.
Well, you know, one thing that was kind of good news from that Continental Pipeline, you know, hack where they got the ransomware, is that they didn't even use the key to unlock stuff. They just restored all their systems from their own backups.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they still paid that $11 million or. I forgot, you know, the big money, and but the FBI was able to trace it, and they found over half of the money through Bitcoins, so it is traceable. So, you know, they're getting better at it. Let's just say that, because, you know, they didn't get all of it, but at least they know who they were, identified them, and now they've pinpointed it. And the more this stuff happens, the better they're going to get.
Yeah,
you know, and so being able to find stuff. that day's got to be coming, you know, so you know exactly where the origin is, where did this thing come from. And that's why on my router, I usually turn off stuff coming from other countries, because that's usually suspicious. I mean, when I'm going to Amazon to shopping, I don't need to be going to Ukraine or Israel or, you know.
Anywhere, yeah.
Anywhere. So that's the nice thing about having visibility on your router, so you can see things.
Well, indeed. Well, boy, I tell you, that is kind of crazy. But I understand that those guys first made the mistake when they asked for BitRuble.
Yeah.
BitRuble? Oh, we're not Russian. No.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We got to take a little bit of a time out here. We'll be right back after this 1 minute break.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
K1 loves birthdays. Each morning we announce all area birthdays, and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal. From Dink's Pit Barbecue, Rita's Cocina Mexicana, Pop's, Daylight Donuts, or Sterling's Grill. If you or someone you know has an upcoming birthday, give us a call. 918-336-1001 and give us the details. We'll announce their name and maybe choose them as our daily winner at our K1 Birthday Club.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
I'm Dave Hunziker, and you've got the Bruins, Cardinals, Cowboys, and more on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
All right, we are back. It is 7:52, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. What's this Oculus business you got?
Oh, Oculus is just like taking the storm right now. All this 3D technology, you know, this virtual reality world. And I got to tell you, my friend was in, had his sons in there, and people were looking through it, and he could have sold 30 of them that day because they were like, where do I get one of these? And so he was telling Walmart. So they went to Walmart, and Walmart's out of them. And so he was going, well, you can get them on Amazon. And then they went to Amazon, and most of those are out of them. So, you know, they're selling like hotcakes. But it's just one of those things that it takes you into a whole different world, and it's just, I didn't know that all the things you could do with that thing. You can actually literally go to the internet and shop. You can watch Netflix. You walk into a theater. You go into a theater, and you can change the type of theater you want to be in. If it's a drive-in theater, you'll have cars all around you. You can be in a drive-in theater looking on the big screen, or you could be in your big, huge mansion that you have with this, you know, 150-foot screen. You know, and it's just cool that you can do that. But it was just cool to see all the things that these guys could do with this stuff.
Well, now technology
is so powerful.
Right. Now you know why they have a undergraduate degree in gaming.
Oh yeah,
developing
I can
graphics,
see it. Yeah,
because the technology is just phenomenal. Remember when the Pixel first came out with the Toy Story?
Yeah,
look how long ago that was.
Yeah,
and now they've got very real life looking characters that they just create.
Well, Pixar was the very first company to actually go into 3D rendering, other than the company that did Jurassic Park, but they did the first one with that technology with Pixar, and then Jurassic Park, all the people that came in and worked on that project took it to another level. But even then, you know, I was in his Oculus, and I had a little bit of a moment. I think it was on a Saturday or something. I was looking at it, and he brought up a dinosaur, and the dinosaur was standing, you know, 45 feet above me or whatever. His big old long neck is way up in the air, and then he turns around to step and almost stepped on me. And I mean, you could feel the ground shake around you. I mean, it just felt real. And I was like, wow, you know, I got to get out of the way of this thing. So it was really kind of cool. But, you know, we're in this virtual world, and that's kind of a cool way of video conferencing. If everybody put those on, you could be sitting at a big old conference table, and you could be in other states having your meeting right there in one location. And you could see the person across from you because they can have your avatar, you know, look like you, basically.
Yeah, I get visions of Disney World, you know, when I went there with my kids probably 20 years ago when they opened up this digital theater. And they were all rides where, you know, they'd have like things like Alien.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
All of a sudden it goes everything goes black, and then you have this air gushing by like somebody's breathing heavily, you know, some beast.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd have stuff like that. That was really fun. But the most interesting one to me was, you know, I was getting in front of this screen where they were creating this roller coaster ride. I said, well, this looks pretty safe. You know, people were in line, and we get up there, and then my oldest daughter starts creating this wild ride where it's just extreme this, extreme that, danger, danger, you know, kind of thing. And then at the end, I said, well, you know, that was okay. But then at the end, you go to take that ride. You actually get in this little cockpit.
Oh, my.
They said, first thing, take everything out of your pockets because, you know, it's not going to stay there.
Yeah.
You know, so all your shirt pockets, everything. And I had a little piece of paper that I left in there. That thing liked to beat me like crazy. You know, just a little wad of paper.
Yeah.
Because this was a sphere, and you're inside this sphere, and like to accelerate, you know, they just flip you up. So now you're looking up, and then you're going
right. You feel
right,
all the G-forces.
Oh, you feel all the G-forces. And, yeah. And what was really neat is all those things that she created that were danger, danger, yeah, they felt like that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Kevin Potter came downstairs, and I slid it on his head and said, look through this thing, you know, and he got to see the bridge of the Enterprise. But it's just, it's amazing how realistic that stuff is. I mean, it's just, you're there. You're in a whole different world. And you almost, when you take it off, if you've had it on for a minute, you know, you take it off, it kind of looks like you're still there, and it makes you, everything else look
weird.
Yeah. This is like I'm really in the real world now, but that was real world, but a different real world. I mean, it's just kind of hard to explain to you. But yeah, it was fun.
I bet.
Man,
I bet that's interesting.
That's a technology taking it to a whole new, different level.
That is
just something else. You know, those rides, they have those at a lot of theme parks. I was kind of taken by surprise. I got on one at Universal. Mm-hmm. It was the Simpsons ride.
Hmm.
And here you got like 8 seats. You sit down and you're thinking, well, geez, we're stuck here in a room. How's this going to work? Whoa! The next thing you know, you're all over the place and that thing's shaking and everything else like that. And I can't imagine hopping into that sphere you were in.
Because
that would have taken it another, you know, factor
well,
times 10.
Yeah, sure enough, because you're feeling it, literally.
Well, right now, people don't have it, but if they, because it's not so readily available to the price, but when they come out with 3D cameras, to be able to set them up, like, let's say in your office, and you've got it set on your table, your computer guy that's like Charles that can fix stuff could put on his Oculus from home and be right in your room with you and say, here, let me fix your computer. And he's got the internet right there on his machine. He can, and what was cool is I brought up the internet on his, and I had, you can add a screen. So there was a screen over here, a screen directly in front of me, and one to my right of me. And these were big screens. And I mean, you're in a virtual world. And I can just sit there and go from internet to internet page wherever I wanted to go. So if I wanted to look at Harbor Freight and have my ordering company up here, I could do two different things at one time. So it's just kind of cool that, you know, technology is advancing the way it is.
Right. That's why, you know, with the Disney World thing, I'd like to go to see how they've advanced the last 20 years.
Oh. Yeah, because that was 20 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago, and it was pretty advanced then.
Ooh.
Oh, it's way above that now. I've heard at Universal Studios, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. Like the elevators you take up, it's got a glass wall, so all of a sudden it looks like somebody's in next to you. You know, and they've got creatures walking around. Says, well, I got another one coming.
Well, real funny, my sister went to Vegas with her husband, and there was a thing there. It was a Star Trek convention, and they went in, and there was a room where you walk up, and you're in the starship. And it was the old bridge, you know, with Captain Kirk and all those guys. And they walked up on the transporter, and the guy said, just stand right up there on those little circles. And she said, I stood there, and all of a sudden, they did something with electrostatic stuff that kind of made your skin feel like you had electrostatic. And she goes, and I heard and she goes, and when everything just started changing in my eyes, she said, I was in a whole different world. I opened up into a big old forest, and she said, and I'm now in this forest area. And so the screens all around them turned them into a forest, but she thought she had beamed into some other place. She said, so you got that beaming experience. So it was really kind of neat.
Yeah, fun stuff.
I hate to say this, but the clock on the wall says that we've got a beam out. Charles, where we find you?
ITVillage.1.
And NBR Electronics right here at KWON, 1200 right. Southeast Frank Phillips.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life insurance. Call Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.